Even though.
Even though.
Life pretty much sucks.
Life pretty much sucks.
Bottom line.
Bottom line.
It's hard.
It's hard.
It's really hard.
It's really hard.
The people we love.
People we love.
Change.
Change.
All the time.
All the time.
Then they get old.
And they get old.
Then they get goofy.
And they get goofy.
Then they die.
And they die.
Pretty much sucks.
Pretty much sucks.
And I want to change that.
And I want to change
that. It shouldn't look that way.
It shouldn't look that way.
And I'm believing.
And I'm believing.
I know how it should look.
I know how it should look.
I know how it should go.
I know how it should go.
It should be easy.
It should be easy.
Peaceful. I wonder why I think that.
I wonder why I think
that. That is not the normal experience here.
That is not the normal experience.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
I know what's right.
I know what's right.
I want to take control.
I want to take control.
Because God isn't doing a good job.
Because God is not doing a good job.
And my dad isn't doing a good job.
And my dad isn't doing a good job.
And the nerve of my mother.
And the nerve of my mother.
To age this way.
How dare she?
She needs me to give her peace.
Which is really funny.
Because I've never given her peace. She doesn't associate me with peace.
But I'm certain
I could give her peace.
I could protect her.
Change her.
Give her a different life ending.
All the ways. I'm overreacting.
Because I feel powerless.
And because I'm angry.
A life doesn't need to end
with all that mental suffering.
That drama.
That chaos.
Oh, wait a minute.
That's the way she lived.
I want to see.
No, I don't.
I want to be open to the possibility
that I could trust God.
Life.
That I could trust my mother
to create her very own experience.
Not just of being a mom.
Not just of being a
wife. Not just of being a human.
But she gets to create
whatever it is she wants to experience.
At some level I cannot perceive.
Her end of earth life.
Her soul's agreement.
All the agreement she has.
With her husband.
And all her children.
Oh, I hate that idea.
I just want to go fix it.
Organize it.
I want to give comfort.
Even when it won't be received.
I want to shut her down.
Shut her up.
From pain.
I want to protect her.
Or is it that I want to protect me?
The way I'm feeling
is so intense.
I'm sure I want to protect me.
Why wouldn't I?
I have loved her.
Even when she's been unlovable.
I have appreciated her.
I have been frustrated with her.
I'm not ready to be done yet.
And she's not going out with grace.
And some part of me
tells me
it would be easier
if she did.
It's not true.
It's not easy
to see her change again.
It's not easy.
If she went suddenly,
if she went peacefully,
if she dragged it out,
there's no winning.
There's no way to feel better
through action.
I can't change her mind.
Can't heal her brain.
Can't bargain with her soul.
I can't change her memories,
her habits,
her belief systems.
I can't take her pain,
her chaos,
her drama,
and I can't control
everyone she interacts with
or doesn't.
I am powerless.
I am powerless.
The peace I am seeking
is not with my mother.
The peace I am seeking
is not with her family,
her community,
her thoughts.
The peace I am seeking is with myself.
How do I
witness
my mother's personal experience
with respect,
even when I don't like it,
even when I think it hurts her?
I want to believe in my mother,
that she is a child
of a loving God,
and that she will be
safe,
and that even if I don't like it,
even if I hate it,
even if I wish I could change it,
she is experiencing
everything that's right
between her
and her Creator.
I just don't like it.
I don't like the way it looks.
I don't see the point.
I'm never going to understand it.
The peace I am seeking
is not mine
to create with others.
It's personal.
I am her daughter.
She is my only mother.
And I cannot protect her
from her past,
from her body,
from her mind,
from her drama,
from her suffering,
from her escape.
And that's really hard.
It's one of the hardest things
I'll ever live through.
I want to comfort me.
I want to take control of me.
My thoughts.
My fears.
My perceptions.
If I could help my mother,
really help her.
Really say the magic words.
Caress her in the magic way.
That would change this ending.
That would change her reality.
It's not even a question.
I would go.
Or she would come.
But the truth is,
it's not mine to fix.
I don't get to fix it.
I am not God.
Only God.
And only my mother
could change this situation.
I want to love my mother.
No matter how she checks out.
No matter how long she takes.
No matter what she believes.
Doesn't believe.
No matter what she imagines.
Remembers.
Doesn't remember.
I want to love my mother with respect.
I don't want to see her as a victim.
I don't want to pity her.
I want to honor her mind,
her souls,
her bodies,
experience.
It's the hardest thing I'll ever do.
For the first time in my life,
I get to give my mother
what I was always seeking from her.
Total and complete acceptance.
Unconditional love.
With no strings attached.
It's the hardest thing I'll ever do.
And if it was in my control,
if I did have magical power,
of course I would be there.
I want to see
my mother's experience of herself
at the end of her life
has nothing to do with me.
Nothing.
It's not personal.
It's not a calling.
It's not a challenge.
It's not an opportunity
that I can get involved in
beyond my own mind.
Beyond my own heart.
Beyond my own existence.
I want to respect my mother.
In life.
In death.
In dementia.
In Alzheimer's.
In sickness.
And in health.
I want to respect my mother.
And hold true compassion.
That whatever she goes through.
Has very little importance.
When she's about to step
into full knowledge
of eternity,
my mother is safe.
I want to feel safe too.
My mother is safe.
I want to feel safe too.
I want to honor my mother. in this personal experience, created through her beliefs, her memories, her thoughts, her chemistry, her situation, her circumstance. I want to see where she begins and ends, and stay where I begin and end, loving, respecting, trusting my mother as a divine being in a very confusing human experience. Okay, big breath.